have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Junior.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems. God slaughtered them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a scared cat. With a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall. I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already proved it. You can be fan of a Judas. Come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving the son of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond the fence is a family tree. With the queen, we do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one for the one, mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. Say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still opportunity, my time bleeding. I'm in the world, baby, and thinking. Trust is my life, you need it. Same friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a man, 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 I'm a loser, I say that I'm in it. I'm independent, I'm a left with a team. I'm a friend of mine, was loyal, still receiving. But Colorado, I still receive, but never stops. And I know I keep preaching once, I swap. I never will be this, move the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff. The game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music. Principal purpose, I'm mustn't they use it. Bruising the proving, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution. Wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sleeping time, define our bad and hurts. Conduct with metal, touch
it. Everything
bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in Chile. Graduate on school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the
fence. We are beyond nothing. We are beyond.
I woke up this morning, I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I blast. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears when I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shut.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building. Out of my religion, out of my
religion.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, 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 yes. This your main man, David. Man David Benton. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. I'm in the building, and you already know I'm smiling. That's right. No, you know what? I ain't smiling. I'm smiling. Today I'm smiling. Why? Because I have a lot to smile about. I'm thankful. That's right. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We miss you for just loving us the way you do. Shout out to everyone who stay tuned, listening. We do not take your ears for granted. We definitely appreciate you for being here every Sunday right here on Beyond the Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So listen, I had a wonderful week. Shout out to the Black I Am Awards. We're going to the Black I Am Awards next weekend, and we will, you know, tell you about that later on, you know. So what we're going to do, I'm going to just get straight to it because we got a wonderful show for you tonight. Yes, we do. We got a great show. We got some phenomenal, listen, when I say we have phenomenal guests, we have phenomenal guests. Not phenomenal. You can't say it like, you can't say it to say phenomenal. You got to say phenomenal guests. It's a difference. You get what I'm saying? It's one thing to say we have some phenomenal guests, but when you say we got phenomenal guests, you already know it's going down. So, with it being said, can I get a drum roll, please? Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building. And guess what? I'm I'm smiling. You couldn't hear it over the class, but I'm smiling. Shout out to the Elation family and all the listeners. We are always so happy to be back on Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we know that you're listening because y'all nosy like that.
Coach Shay, it ain't just Shay, you got so much up under your belt, you know. Are you ready for some? Are you ready for
some? I've been ready since last month. I've been ready for this night, so I'm excited. Yeah, I'm ready.
You really have been talking about it.
Kings, queens, men and women of God, I'm telling you. When I say Coach Jay been waiting for this moment, we kind of had like a slick argument. And she kind of like got on my case, you know. And we was like, well, you know, we got a guest coming on. She said, no. She, you know, she popped her little lips, snapped her fingers. And you know how y'all women move your head around and stuff. And she was like, no, we got guests. You know, I said, well, right here, she said, well, I whatever. And so, you know, I was like, all right, you got that.
They were that simple, people. If it were only that simple.
That's my story.
I want you to stick to it.
My line.
What I was like, where my girls at? From the front to back, or where we feeling at? With the one in up, can you believe that?
Yeah, you know, well, I'm sticking to the story. So, we're just going to go. We got a wonderful show tonight, and it's going down. So, DJ, can I get a drum roll for the first guest? Go, DJ. I'll take it. Brittany Johnson.
I am in the building and I'm definitely smiling. Hey, y'all.
Hey, Brittany.
Hi.
How you doing, friend?
Listen, all is well, all is well.
Good. And it was awesome. We had an amazing time with you on the show last time. We really had a phenomenal time with you. And we had some great responses, and people loved your spirit. So I just want to say,
thank you.
Yeah, shout out to you, because you came in here and your spirit was on point, and the people loved you.
That's
right.
That's
you, my hungry girl. You feel me? You, my home. We come. We take over tonight. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
y'all was done a little banging together down there in Memphis.
That's that Tennessee love. It can't be denied.
Yeah, it's going down. You know what I'm saying? She got my back tonight. You know what I'm saying? That's right. We got two more guests. Shay, do you want to introduce the next guest?
Yes, I do. This one is coming with a lot of hype, David. You think you got hype? I think I got hype, but this one is coming with a lot of hype. I cannot introduce my girl. Keith Chan, are you in the building?
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
Keith. Hey, everybody.
Hey, we are excited to have you on tonight. We're excited to have you on. And I have to ask. Matter of fact, David, you asked me.
I mean,
are you smiling?
You sure you want me to ask you the first?
I said, are you smiling? You smiling, Keith? You smiling?
I am definitely smiling always. Laughing
and smiling.
It's a whole different
ballgame
when you're smiling.
And then we're going to introduce our last guest because we got so much to talk about tonight. And like I said, and David said, you guys are in for a treat tonight. We are going to have some fun. You guys are going to learn some things tonight. And I did mention we're going to have some fun while smiling. The last guest that we have on the show tonight is, she encouraged us during this business brunch in many different voices, right, ladies? Like, she basically bought her A, B, C, and D game. So hopefully we'll get a little bit of that tonight. So, Miss Janita K. Jackson, are you in the building?
I heard you ladies were looking for me.
There she is. We got the first personality tonight. We're going to have a lot of them tonight, so I'm excited to have you all on the line. I'm going to hand it over to David because I know David has a question or two or three or maybe four. Y'all be... Y'all pray for David. Y'all behind the scenes saying he hyped, he lit. Y'all love the music, so I want to say thank y'all for that. But you still got about an hour of David. So, David, I'm going to hand it back over to you.
All right. First, I want to ask Ms. Key Chan. Is that Key Chan? Like Key Chan. That's right. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's like Kiki, but take the other key off.
All right, Key Chan. You from the hood. Kiki from the hood, y'all.
I am. I'm from Nashville, so it's Tennessee love.
Huh?
Where you say you from?
I'm from Nashville.
Oh!
Say it's going down.
I didn't want to say anything. Janita, I think we need to back it up tonight and just let them go ahead and have this show. You know, Tennessee is in the building for sure tonight. We can hold it down, but, you know, go ahead, Nashville, Memphis, and Knoxville. Go ahead and handle your business.
Middle Tennessee, East Tennessee, we got it on lock. If one person come over here from Tennessee, I'll tell you, I'm going to tag the radio show up. It's going down tonight. I'm telling you. Well, right there in Nashville, you from the hood. Because when I first heard Keith Chan, the first thing I thought about, like, do she know karate? Like, is she a Chinese or a Japanese? But when you say put two T's on, like, Keith Chan, I said, oh, she definitely from the hood. All right, she's wonderful. That's right. Yes. So first, my first question, that besides that question, on a serious note, Ms. Brittany Johnson, I do want to ask you this. Because you had the, when you first came, we interviewed you, and you had the business and brunch event, right? Mm-hmm. Business and brunch event. And what you have, what is Girl Unbound? Is that correct? Yeah. Girl Unbound? That's right.
Correct.
See, we do our homework here right here on Beyond the Radio. Shout out to Beyond the Radio. We do our homework. We give them what they're supposed to hear. That's right. Yeah. So I want to ask you, Ms. Brittany, when you made a selection to the speaker, these awesome women in Douglasville, or shall I say ATL Shawty's, when you made the selection, what made you choose these phenomenal women?
Man, just honestly, it was, man. So, and I called, it's Key, but I definitely say Kai, and she hadn't corrected me yet, so I still call her Kai, because I like it. I think she looks like a Kai. So, Kai was the first one that I actually talked to when I put the post up. Like, she reached out to me and was like, so what's up? What we doing? You know, like, I do this social media marketing thing. So I was like, okay, cool. So I went to her page, and I told you before, like, I'm page watching. I'm going through pages seeing what's going on. And, you know, she was always on there, always online. I started following her on IG, and I'm like, okay, she knows what she's doing with this marketing thing. She know how to get it out there. So we kind of connected simply out there because she was like, it was the Tennessee came out of her, like, what's up? What, you know, like, what are we doing? You got a vision. Let's make it happen. And then after speaking to her, I was like, okay, so we got the social media part. And then I reached out to Ms. Janita about the legalization part because just going through her page, I think somebody had dropped her name on the post. And it was like literally, it was so many names on the post to go through. And I went through each one of them. So I went on her page and I was like, oh, this lady is serious. She about her business. She ain't playing. Like her profile picture is like, it's business or nothing over here. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to shoot my shot. I'm a little scared and kind of intimidated, but I'm going to shoot my shot and see what happens. And, you know, she was like, yeah, you know, let's do this. Okay, cool. So that was, I literally just went through pages, and what stood out to me the most were the women that I didn't have to search their page to see what they had going on, or I didn't have to, you know, go 2 years back and say, okay, you do business taxes and business credit and things like that. Like, it was right there, like, damn, this is what I do. So I was like, okay, cool. And then, of course, you know, with Ms. Shay, it was such a, I literally prayed on my last speaker because I'm like, okay, so we got the social media, we got the legalization part, but I want somebody that can literally talk about the purpose, you know, purpose and business and how they go hand in hand and build from that. And prayed about it for real, for real. And I don't even remember how I came across Ms. Shay Page, but when I went to her page, all she was talking about was purpose. And I'm like, okay, God, that's the one. Appreciate you. Bam, there we go. That's how, literally, how the speakers came. Like, a vision was made. God dropped them before me, and I moved forward with it.
That is awesome. Miss Janita Jackson. Miss Jackson is what they call her. Miss Janita Jackson, I have a question for you. I see you have, let me see if this is correct, and correct me if I'm incorrect. Infinite Potential Financial Consulting. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. You feel me? That's what we do.
On the radio, we get it right, because why? We in the building, and we stay smiling. So, Miss Janita, then after I had the awesome event, the business and brunch event, Coach Shay, she came, she said, listen, those women were so phenomenal. And, you know, Shay is definitely about her business. And when it came to Ms. Jackson, she was like, she is awesome. She's like, man, I wish you could have came. I really wish you could have heard what she had to say. She has so much fruit. She has so much value, so much to offer. So with these men and women of God, the kings and queens of the world, we have
so many people listening to you right now. Tell us, what is Infinite Potential Financial Consulting? First of all, hold on, before you say that, I saw y'all picture. You look tall. Are you tall? Are you a hooper? Are you a pooper?
I am tall, but I am not a hooper. I am a formal plus-size model.
Okay. All right, I'll take you. Like, you look like a hooper, and I was just, because I am a hooper, and I was going to say I was going to hoop you out. But now I'm going to say.
She might be faking us out. She might be faking us out, David. I feel like if we put a jersey and a pair of basketball shorts on her, she would take you down. I'm willing to bet an arm. I'm willing to do an arm wrestle for that one. I think she would take you down.
She probably got numbers. She probably got games. Yeah, she probably got those finger rolls down pat. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but so, plus, that is awesome. That is definitely awesome, for real. Please tell us about Infinite Potential Financial Consulting.
Infinite Potential Financial Consulting is a business and financial consulting company where we actually offer an array of services. It's almost like when people say, like, jack of all trades, it's almost like the Jane of all trades. In a lot of instances, it comes off as a one-stop shop because we offer tax preparation services. We assist people with getting their credit restored so that they can either buy a home or start a business. But my passion actually comes in when we actually start talking business, because we assist people with establishing their business legally within the state and making sure that we complete a business analysis so they're actually going into the correct business structure. From there, we also assist with helping them build business credit and assisting them in obtaining business funding so they can grow and scale. This also includes setups of 501c3s, and we offer grant writing services as well. And Coach Shay told me that I'm running from my other calling, but you know what? I got my track shoes on.
I was so waiting. What's your other calling? Please add that to it, Jack of all James, Jane of all trades.
She said I'm a coach, but I got
that's right, because she threw that whip out on them ladies on Douglasville, and we'll talk about that soon.
Well, Shay, you know, I know you got some questions as well, you know, but so I'm going to go ahead and pass the baton, you know, because I know this is ladies' night, but, you know, I still represent for the brothers, the men, because the men are definitely important. And it's an awesome thing seeing four awesome ladies out here. And, you know, I'm an advocate for the men, because the men, we as kings of the world, we definitely got to protect our women, especially our black women. We love our women, but definitely we have to protect our black women. So as a man, you know, I'm going to put the gentleman in a proper position to be able to protect the women like they supposed to, because y'all have to have that counterpart, you know. So I commend you women. It's awesome to see it. And, you know, it just shows men got to really be put back in a proper position. But, Shay, it's yours.
Well, I want to first say, you know, this is probably one of the first times in my career in music, TV, radio, motivational speaker, all of the things that we do. This is possibly the first time that I've ever run across a group of women that I have never met before, yet felt so close to. So, you know, our first time going out to eat, like even when we got on the chat together, I was actually driving to Tennessee to record that weekend, and Brittany was like sending messages, and it was, you know, sometimes you get that feel, y'all know, you get that feel like, what is she talking about? Why is, you know, but it all made sense, and we were just supporting one another from the first text. You know, I was like, y'all, go check out my song, Beautiful. Key texted back and was like, girl, you could just hear her tone without knowing that it was her. Janita was like, I like it, I like it. Brittany was like, yes, I had never met them yet. So when we all went out to eat, you know, we went out to eat and we met one another, but it wasn't even like we were shy. It was like, hey, girl. I'll be right back in. I'll be right back in. Our waiter, he was crazy looking, funny acting, and all the above. And we all went, you know, we all went out and we just had a great time. Brittany, I'm going to ask you, when we first went out and we had this experience, I just want, because you are always real, you made a post a few days ago about when you don't have to be afraid to hide what you do, and this is not verbatim, but you don't have to be afraid to hide what you do when you're not around a group of haters, for lack of better words, but that's what you said. And so when you sat at the table with us for the first time as a group of people, knowing that this is your first event you're putting on, what was going through your head?
So honestly, when we first get, you know, I'm very transparent about any and everything that I do. When we first decided to meet up, I was like, okay, here it goes. And with me being the less experienced businesswoman, because that's the title that I'm claiming now, I was a little nervous because I'm like, okay, this is the first event. I have no idea what's going on. We are 2 weeks away. And if they ask me, so how is this going to go? What are we going to do? I'm going to be like, I don't know. I don't know. So I was a little nervous going in. I wasn't nervous meeting you guys because, like you said, everybody was so warm. And even through text messages and inboxes, like, everybody was just so open and so warm and just so genuine. That part didn't scare me. The business part, talking about that, I was a little intimidated because I'm like, okay, I have no experience. These women been doing this, like, for real, for real. But when we got there and we got to the table, and I was so honest, I was like, y'all, look, I don't know which way this is going to go. I don't know the layout. I don't know, you know, how the speaker part is going to go. I don't know. Everybody was like, okay, so this is what we're going to do. How you want to do this? Okay, take away A. You know, we got A, B, and C. You don't like C? Okay, let's try B. You don't like that? And everybody just started putting their input in, and everybody was literally like, girl, you got this. You know, this is going to be good. This is going to be great. And they spoke so much life. Like, literally, when I got home, tears were rolling down my eyes. I talked about it for days and days and days and days and weeks and everything, because it was just, it was a new feeling. You know, it was something different. And even when I made the post, because me and Ms. Shay talk a lot now, I tell everybody, like, I got a business coach. So, yeah, I do. I got a business coach around here. And, you know, we talk often, and a lot of the things that we talk about, I'm able to share with not just these ladies, but other entrepreneurs that I met, whether it was at the brunch or whether it was just networking. I'm able to share those ideas with them, and they're all like, okay, so what you need some help, what you need to do, what you're trying to plan, and it just makes you feel good. And, you know, a lot of people often say, especially on social media, you need to move in silence. You need to move in silence. Yeah. Like, I was one of them people that was always like, you know, don't let, you know, your left hand know what your right hand doing type thing. But what I realized is that when you're around people that genuinely care and genuinely want to see you do good and they're rooting for you for real, you don't have to always move in silence. Like, unless God say, you know, hey, keep this one to yourself until I get ready. If he doesn't tell you that, then it's because you're around people that are going to help you. I call them purpose pushers. They're the ones that's going to help you get to that next level. And I think just a lot of people don't have that, so they don't really know. So, that you know, the whole, when we went out, I felt like I was having a girls' night out with girls that I had known for 15, 20 years. And it was just a good experience for everybody.
Yeah, I felt that way too. I felt that way. And we're going to talk more about the brunch, the businesses, and the fun that we had right after this music break. So I do definitely appreciate that. And I'm just excited for what, you know, what we've all said that we're excited about what our future holds. And we are even more excited about the listeners hearing more about you guys as well. So we're going to go ahead and go to this music break. David, do you want to introduce the music break?
It's just, we have the music break coming. But, you know, when we come back, I have a question for Key Chan. Why? Because she's going to talk to us about I am who I am. That's right. So right now we're going to go to an awesome music break. So with that being said, DJ, where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at?
It's your boy, David Benton.
Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones, you know. Yeah.
It's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window, the sun come up, I'm good. It's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window, as the sun come up, I'm good. I'm about to get my day started. Off the work, about to make some dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good.
Feeling is hate, but we're ignorant grace. So intimate place, your heart of innocence make a life different and great. The soul sin in the sinners, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the womb, you're the air that I breathe. I wave there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. Family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
than a conqueror.
You're more than a conqueror, girl. You are.
You have to remind yourself.
Come on, say it with me. I'm more than a conqueror.
You're more than a conqueror. Girl, you are so beautiful.
In
you're
all
so
your ways.
Much more.
Let your light
than
shine.
Your words. Girl,
you're
so
Welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. It's not about religion. It's not
about religion. More of a culture thing. When you were here. That's right.
Welcome back to Beyond the Radio with your host, your main man, David Benson. Yes, he's in the building, and I am your co-host, Shay Samuels. We have an amazing treat. If you missed the first half, we want you guys to know that we have three amazing ladies on from the Business Brunch 2021, Women of Douglasville Business and Brunch. We have Ms. Brittany Johnson, we have Ms. Janita K. Jackson, and we have Key Chan, and of course myself, Shay Samuels. Coach Shay is what they call me, and David Benton. But first, let's go ahead and give a shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you are a music program director or program director for a radio show, station, or a syndicated station, and you're looking for a voiceover, we want you to look up Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. Look her up at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. If you are a business and you're looking to promote your business and you need someone to do a voiceover commercial for you, we want you to look her up. Listen, voiceovers are everywhere. Whatever commercial you see, you have a voiceover attached to it. Make sure that it's quality. Look up Paula G. Voice, and don't forget to tell her that Beyond the Fence sent you. Last but not least, well, actually, I got to get used to doing this. G-Weezy is always in the building. You know what it is. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence DJ and artist, G. Will. You guys can locate him, find him on Facebook at William G. Will Faulkner. But you know what? If you're also looking for a DJ for your event in the Tennessee area or surrounding, because he travels everywhere, virtual DJ, virtual parties, all of it, we want you guys to look up DJ G. Will. You can do that by going to beyondthefence.org. That's beyondthefence.org. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey. Oh, you added a little extra to it tonight. Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. Yup, we're in the building. If you are a new business, you are a new company, you are a corporate company, and you're looking for employee engagement strategies, new ideas, just someone to talk to consult with about your business, maybe you need some accountability and you just want somebody to kind of coach you through or knock you upside the head, Let's Talk Business. Look us up at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. David Benton, back to you, sir.
Well, alrighty then. Thank you, Coach Shay. And those songs that you just heard, the intro was from my project, Boys to Men, who hit the charts. Thank you. That was the Beyond the Fence anthem. And the songs that you heard during the music break was I'm Good, which is Shay Samuels featuring moi, David Benton, Faye's son, that's right, and the awesome song Beautiful. And that was, I love that song, Beautiful. That's an awesome song. But now, back to the subject at hand. Key Chan, King Key, are you still in the building?
I am still in the building.
All right. So you have I Am Who I Am. Did I say that right?
You definitely said it right.
Talk to us. What is I Am Who I Am? Because, see, in the Bible, that's what they, you know, most like, so God, so who should I tell them, you know, your name? So who should I tell me who you is? He said, just tell them I am. I am who I am.
Yes.
So this is really powerful because it don't put extra emphasis. It don't put the fake part. Just I am who I am. So
yes. So I Am Who I Am is basically, it's really I Am Who I Am by Key Chan LLC. So it was, it started out as an apparel brand that I started only because I was a teen mom. I was raised by drug addicted parents. I'm a convicted felon, all the above. And I just was tired of being judged by people before they actually met me. So I was like, I am who I am. I'm gonna put it on a shirt. So I decided to put it on a shirt, sell it, and it was going well. Well, in the midst of all of this, I decided that I should, you know, try to help people change their mindset, because at the time I was in the midst of changing my mindset from lack of to this. So I started going to speaking to women and speaking to girls. I started a nonprofit back home with like 13 of my friends. We did a lot of community work in Nashville, and pretty much that's what I Am Who I Am by Key Chan is. It's really like a brand. I kind of stopped kind of doing it because I moved to Atlanta and I just been doing 1,000 other things, but we're in the midst of relaunch. But I still do every December around Christmas, I go back to Memphis and I adopt 50 inmates, 50 women, and I go down and I speak with them. I keep a stay the day with them. I feed them, and I get donations of toiletries and things that they can use, you know, in the prison. And I just go spend the day with them and talk to them and just them to, you know, change their mindset and just let them know that, hey, I've been there, I understand, and everything is possible. So that's pretty much what I Am Who I Am by Key Chan is.
Wow, I love that. And you know what?
I have
a shirt that says, like, I'm trying to be a better me, but, and it's like, it's the same type of thing, like, I am who I am. Like, I'm trying to be a better me, but, and it's like, see what you get. And it's from our Better You clothing line. And the reason why I did it, because I did 13 years in federal prison. They gave me 15 years, 10 years supervised release, and gave me a $4 million fine. I paid my $4 million fine off, and they still tried to give me another charge after I paid. And my lawyer beat that. And it's amazing how you can do prison time, and when you come out, you know, people so focused on don't go back to prison, not understanding that a lot of people in prison are there to prepare for home. And I always tell that story. My first cell, he had life in 30, and he told me as a youngster, prepare for home. I was in that 13 years, 2 years, and I didn't understand it at one point in time, but he told me, youngster, I don't have an out date. His outdate said deceased on it. My outdate said 2015. And I always tell this story because it's important for people to know that we always trying to be a better version of ourselves every day. So by you saying you're a convicted felon, it takes a lot of guts for us to be able to say that with pride and know that who we are today, that we can offend people, not hinder people.
Yeah.
So yes, I salute
thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Coach Shay, do you have any questions, Coach Shay? Because you know I'll go to 11. Don't play with me, Coach Shay. You
I know. This next question will be for Miss Janita. You know, I was actually looking the day that we had the event, right after we had the event, I noticed that a lot of people were, when I say you laid some nuggets, honey, you laid the foundation. One thing that I picked up on, you said that a lot of businesses start their companies, and you emphasized this too in your intro, that they start their companies and sometimes it's on the wrong foundation. Some people pick LLCs and they shouldn't. Some people do sole proprietorship. And I remember when you asked the question of people why, it was just kind of, this is what they heard. So can you talk a little bit about that, you know, just that subject that people picking the wrong foundations of their businesses when they do start their business up. Is Janita still with us?
No. Yeah, okay. I'm still here. Absolutely. I definitely can speak on that. And it definitely has everything to do with, I hate to say it, but entrepreneurship it's a trend right now. It's very popular. And so because of that, a lot of people who are starting businesses are not doing the research. They're actually just following trends or doing what their friends said do. Or it was even like an infamous, I think it was on Twitter, it was on Facebook. Somebody was like, I could teach you how to get to like $50,000, go start an LLC, take the LLC. And it was like a list of steps, and almost all of them were wrong, and none of them had information. So it goes to say that a lot of us, when we start businesses, when we think about the foundation or the legal structure, we don't actually sit down and plan it out. Your role when you were talking to people about their business plan, they don't plan it out. So if I don't plan my business out, if I'm not estimating how much money I'm trying to generate or what I'm trying to do with my business, then I really don't know what the correct structure is. Anything is better than just being a sole proprietor, because as a sole proprietor, you don't even have a business. You just like, you're kind of out there doing business under your own name, like an independent contractor. But in terms of whether you should become an LLC or whether you should Inc. or whether you should do a C corp or whether you should do an S corp, when you start going into those conversations, you actually have to start thinking about business and treating your business like it's a business. And that's another thing a lot of people don't do. They just want to go start a business because it's trendy. Let me go start a business.
Yeah.
Ooh, I start my business. Here's my business license. Ooh, I'm going to make a post about it on social media. Look at me. But they're not actually building their business or running their business like a business, because once you start running your business like a business, well, okay, now that you have your business, how are you going to, like, what's your marketing budget?
Yeah.
What are your income? Yeah. What are your monthly income goals that you're trying to produce?
I only got $12.
Exactly. I only got $12, you know. But realistically, I only made $12 for the year, but I got a business, you know? I got a business,
yes,
and I got
yes.
$2 million worth of deductions, but I only made $12.
$12, exactly. I'll just make a deduction. I'll make a deduction. You actually talked about something else, too. My next question is for Key, but Janita, you did talk about something else. You said that a lot of people don't realize that they need to protect home, and I love how you said that. You said you have to protect your name by trademarking. And can you share, you know, you don't have to give the name or anything of the influencer, but can you share what happened with one of your clients when they did not protect their name?
Well, it didn't even happen to her, but it's just a possibility, because one of my clients was a major influencer. And and when she came to me, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of followers on social media. And when I went to go look and see if her business name was trademarked, it absolutely was not. So because of that, I had to have a conversation with her about her protecting her home, because, you know, you're an influencer. You worked hard to build your brand. You have all of these companies that are contacting you. I mean, this is your career at this point. This is how you're making money on the social media websites. And somebody who disliked you could have easily came in, trademarked your business name, And then the next thing you know, and this has happened to individuals that I know, but of course, like some of my close friends or people who I know, this has happened to them. They received a nice little cease and desist notice from Instagram because of their name. So that name that you worked so hard for, here, my client trademarked it. So you're going to have to cease and desist using it because my client is going to take over this name because they actually took time out to protect home. And when we actually think about that on a larger level, that's actually what happened to Nick Cannon last year. He never trademarked Wildin' Out. That's how they were able to fire him from his brand.
Wow.
So protecting home, yeah. When you're playing the minor leagues or you're thinking that this is a little business, that's why we say no matter what people say, your business is so much bigger and it has the capacity to be so much larger than you probably ever dreamed. Don't treat it like it's a little business. Treat it like it's going to be a big business one day so that you protect home. I remember last year when we were going through the Black Lives Matter thing, and I think they rescinded it, but somebody actually trademarked Black Lives Matter right up underneath the noses of all the administration. And they rescinded it because they got so much bad press about it. But the fact of the matter is that once they trademarked it, they could have actually said, hey, you can't use this name anymore because I have it trademarked.
Wow. Wow. Well, teach us tonight. I told y'all, look, Coach Janita, I just appreciate your answers, and I appreciate you giving the people something to think about tonight as far as their businesses. And that's why I said, Coach Janita. For Key, you know, you were phenomenal too, just understanding social media. And so, you know, she started off like, let me just tell y'all right now, I'm not an expert. Wrong. She's an expert. I'm listening to her just about every day give us social media hacks and information regarding social media. So if you could just share a tip with those who are listening tonight, there are a lot of business owners listening tonight, entrepreneurs, people who are aspiring to be entrepreneurs, but can you share a social media tip with us so that everyone can kind of hear your flow?
I would definitely say that if you are a small bit, well, you're just starting out in business or you have a business, you should take advantage of every social media site out. That's from TikTok to Twitter to Instagram to Facebook, all of them. Create a handle for each of those sites and make sure, and even Snapchat, and make sure that your handles or your names are the same across each one. You don't want to change your name because you want people to be able to follow you on each of those, even YouTube. So you want people to be able to follow you everywhere. You want, you know, success leaves clues. So you want people to always be able to Google you and find your social media, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Snapchat, Twitter, wherever. You can make money on all of these platforms. So that's my tidbit, and I do Monday marketing every Monday. So, and I give away some good stuff.
Yes, she does, for sure. So another coach in the making, for sure. And, David, I'm going to hand it back over to you because I know you want to mess with Brittany and get your last couple of questions in with Coach Jay and Coach Key. So we want to go ahead and let you get some of this spotlight in.
Hey, Brittany.
Hey, David.
I want to ask you, Girl Unbound. What made you come up with what does Girl Unbound means? What does it stand for? And tell me, where is it going?
Yeah. So I always tell people, a lot of people have this grand story behind their business, and I'm like, yeah, mine wasn't as pretty as everybody else's. It doesn't twinkle or shine or anything like that. Girl Unbound was actually it came about a few years ago, like 2018, when I
decided to really take my walk with God seriously. I was in a very bad place mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, just, you know, all across the board, I was in a really bad place. And I started to take, you know, I joined a new church and I got really close to God. You know, I started to try to take this walk real serious. And at the time, the Proverbs 31 woman was, like, really big. They were, like, having conferences. You know, everybody was talking about it. When I would reach out to people and ask them, you know, as I was struggling to read my Bible, I'm like, you know, where should I start? Give me a starting point. Do I start at Genesis and go back or, you know, what? Everybody was like, you know, start at Proverbs, start at 31, and then, you know, go through. So I'm like, okay, cool. I can be a Proverbs 31 woman. I can do that. Like, I read this. I can do this part here for real, for real. And God was like, no, you can't. Like, no, you're not going to be a Proverbs 31 woman because there's so many things that you are bound up in. And he started showing me these things, like things that he wanted to deliver me from. And he was like, before you try to even see a season of a Proverbs 31 woman, you're going to have to become a girl unbound first. And when he gave it to me, nothing happened. And I was like, okay, you know, I tried to make something out of it, and he wouldn't let me do it. He was like, no, this is for you right now. So I was like, okay. So he just started dealing with me with a lot of things that I thought, you know, I was either over or I thought that I wasn't dealing with, but he was showing me constantly that I really was. So nothing happened with Girl Unbound for a long time. But then once, you know, he wouldn't let me, and he dropped this in me probably like mid-2019. I was like, okay, God, you know, like I've been working, I've been praying, I've been doing the behind-the-scenes work. You know, I'm ready. Like I've always wanted to speak to women. And he was like, no, you're still broken. You know, there's still some things I got to work with you. And he would not let me talk to his children from a place of being broken and being hurt and being bitter and being jealous and, you know, just all these things that he had to bring me out of. So he wouldn't let me do it. And I was like, okay, cool. So this year is really the first year that Girl Unbound has been an operating nonprofit. It's the first year that the ministry behind the nonprofit has been able to be fulfilled. This is when he released me, like I like to say, to actually go forward and actually operate, you know, out of it. So as of now, yesterday we did a community baby shower. That was dope. We had 30 moms. All 30 didn't show up, but we had a few moms that showed up, and we just poured into them and gifted them, loved on them a little bit, you know, and it was really nice. And as far as what's coming up next, you know, we're working on it. Me and Coach Shay are working on it. I do have the Glow Gala that is going to be my first speaking event. That's going to be in October. And, we're just working to see what else, you know, what else God leads me to, honestly, because we're here literally to reach women in different aspects of life wherever I see that there's a need. A need for help, a need to be poured into. That's what Girl Unbound is here to do. So we're going to see what God sees fit for.
Yeah, so with that being said, we're about to close out. Tell everyone, tell all the listeners, and I'm going to go down the list. So tell the listeners quickly, how can they get in touch with you, Ms. Brittany?
Yeah, so you can follow me on Facebook. My Girl Unbound page is just simply Girl Unbound. You can follow me on there. You can follow me on my personal page, which is Brittany Johnson, and it's B-R-I-D-N-E-Y Johnson. On IG, you can find me at girlunbound_2020.
All right. Ms. Key Chan, how can the listeners get in touch with you and connect?
You definitely can follow me on Facebook at K-I-C-H-A-N. On any other social site, I am Keychan. That is IMKICHAN_.
Awesome. And y'all please connect with these awesome women. It's Janita Jackson. It's Jackson Shanasty. How can the people get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You can follow me on Facebook under my name, Janita K. Jackson. That's J-A-N-I-T-A.
And then Kay Jackson, we also have our business page, Infinite Potential Financial Consulting on Facebook. On Twitter, you and all of the rest of the platforms, you can follow me under The Business Empress.
And
don't come to play. She come to slay all day.
Awesome, beautiful Miss Kay Samuels. How can the people connect with you as well?
Well, they can connect with me on Facebook at Shea Samuels or Beyond the Fence. That's BeyondaFence Entertainment on YouTube at Shea Samuels or Beyond the Fence at www.beyondthefence.org or on Instagram at Officially Shea Samuels.
Yes. I want to give a shout-out to the Beyond the Fence artist, Ms. Alma Neely. Y'all be expecting her single is coming out. And also, go to YouTube, all digital platforms. My brother, G. Will, William Faulkner, G. Will, and it stands for God's Will, with a video called Brand New. It is doing numbers. It's doing very well. And I salute everyone with both hands. And always remember, as these women are talking, they're entrepreneurs, awesome women. They're doing their thing. Men, we have to protect these queens. It's up to us to be put right back in the position. Understand, you can be a boss and still don't be a leader. I repeat, you can be a boss and still don't be a leader. Men, we have to protect these queens. We got to put ourselves back in the position to be leaders. That's right, because these women need us. Y'all connect with these women. We thank you, Ms. Brittany Johnson, Keith Chan, Janita Jackson. And definitely, we want to see you guys back here again. We had fun, and we love you.
We love you. We're the music guy. We're the music guy.
So much.
Thank you.
Hey.
Boy, David Brady Production.
Some people may be like, yo, I just have a wish for my birthday. Or you know, they say I had three wishes. I wish for so much more for you. I wish for so much more. What I wish for is that we live more. In the inner city, living ain't so piss poor. Realize we hypnotized by the discord. We blow money fast. What you think we rent for? Yeah. Did it big, my kids wish I could've did more. Wish women would be women and men would be men. Or there was no child abuse or domestic violence. And the streets really moved in the act of silence. Wish the Catholic priest wasn't pedophile. And the government officials would tell the truth instead of lying. I'm born a lion, my daddy name is David Lyons. Wish we could do more laughing instead of crying. Wish we wasn't afraid of giants. Wish we could all be inspired by David and Goliath. Wish society wouldn't pacify. Make us ride, turn back around and buy it. Interest
you know
fight.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I keep my hands raised high when there ain't nothing left. Try to stay focused on the Lord above. With all the things going on in this world, that's where my help comes from.
I wish
that the world wasn't corrupt.
I wish
that we're united and spread love.
Wish we all get our credit straight. Wish that single mother didn't have to wait for Section 8. I wish we all would investigate why the world is crooked and we can't set it straight. Yeah. God is not the author of confusion. So ask yourself, why the...